And the truth of these chapters, in many respects, is very, very sobering, very serious. And so we're going to pray that the Lord will help us, but it's most important material we're going to study today.
今天我们要学习的一些内容呢，实际上对我们大家呢都有很有那种警醒作用，是一种很严肃的一些内容，所以我们要祈求主来帮助我们，我们要祷告，让我们能够理解。
Light, light. All right, we're just trying to get organized here if we can, and I think that's a little bit better. We want to make sure that the light is right and everything else. When you're on Zoom, lighting is important as well as everything else. So we're just trying to do it right.
对他呢，将刚才调整的一些光线呢，因为说如果你在 Zoom 上呢，对光线的作用其实是很重要的，所以他试图让把那几个灯打开，然后他现在看起来就比刚才好多了。
Let's pray, and then we'll consider Revelation chapter 9 together.
我们来现在祷告，然后我们开始一起学习启示录的第九章。
Lord, you've written the Bible in order that we would learn and understand and fear and believe the Lord Jesus Christ.
对主啊，您写了圣经，这样呢，以便我们能够理解，能够敬畏，这样呢，我们可以去相信我们的主耶稣基督。
And much of what you teach us is to encourage us, and we thank you for that.
所以很多地方呢，您教导我们的是来鼓励我们，我们为此献上感恩。
But what we have before us today is not so much encouragement as it is warning.
所以呢，今天我们要学习的东西呢，并不是说能够鼓励的，不是有鼓励的那份，而是一个警告。
And so, Lord, we pray that we will hear and understand the warning, and that we will not only believe it and obey it, but that we will tell others that they also must be warned not to turn from God.
所以呢，主啊，我们今天呢，让我们去理解这样的警告，这样呢，我们不仅能够去理解，而且能够顺服，而且能够去告诉其他的人，也让他们听到这样的警告，他如果他们不转向神的话。
So guide us and teach us today, we pray.
所以求您呢，引导我们，教导我们，我们祷告。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, what is the book of Revelation all about?
启示录是写什么的呢?
And in many respects, it's God's last words to those of us who are alive, telling us what to expect in the future.
因为从某种方面说呢，就是神的最后跟我们这些还活着的人所讲的话，这样我们知道在将来要发生什么事情。
Its basic theme is that the Lord is very, very patient, and he uses the word long-suffering because he doesn't want any to perish, but judgment will come, judgment must come.
因为主呢，实际上这样，这个呢，告诉我们，主是非常有耐心的。他用了一个词叫"恒久忍耐"。恒久忍耐呢，就是告诉我们，这个审判一定会来。
And so the book of Hebrews tells us that it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death there's judgment.
所以呢，希伯来书九章二七节告诉我们，人定有一死，死后有审判。
So all of us will meet judgment after we die. That's what God has promised us.
因为我们所有的人死了以后呢，都要面临审判，这是神应许我们的。
But what about the earth and the people who live on it who haven't died?
所以有些人呢，他们当时呢，活在地球上还没有死的那些人。
And so just as God brought judgment on the earth in the days of Noah, So he's going to bring judgment on the earth at some time in the future, probably the not too distant future.
神呢就应许了我们在将来呢也要审判地球上的人，这个将来呢可能就是一个不远的将来。
And the question is, what kind of judgments will come?
所以问题是什么样的审判会来临？
How serious will they be?
这个审判有多么的严重？
And what should we do about it?
我们应该怎样去面对这样的事情？
And the answer simply is, the judgments are real. They're going to be so extremely serious that we don't want to be there, and we make sure that we follow the promises of God so that we won't be there.
因为这个呢，神的应许呢是那个审判，他一定会来，而且审判呢是非常的极度的那种严重的一个审判，极其严重的情况。所以呢，我们就是现在要我们继续跟随着神，顺服神，然后呢，保证我们到时候这个审判来临的时候，我们不在那里。
So the simple truth of God is that if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, He will save us, and then He will take us to heaven before these terrible judgments come.
因为这个很简单的一个道理，如果相信主耶稣基督，他就会拯救我们，拯救我们呢，就是在我们在这个特别可怕的这个审判来临之前呢。
So, the question is, what are these great judgments? And two of them we read about in Revelation chapter
9.
They will come on the earth a few years after the church goes to heaven and God's judgments begin to fall on the world.
他这个审判呢会来临，来临就是说在教会被提到天堂去以后的几年之后，这样的审判呢就会降在地球上，可怕的审判。
And so we're going to start reading now in chapter 9. We will read the first 6 verses and then, Roy, you can read it in Chinese. Then we'll talk about the 6 verses, and then we'll talk about later verses.
然后我们今天要读到那个启示录第9章第1到6节，然后还用英文先读一遍，中文读完以后呢，还是再来解释我们这样，一次往下去读这些下面的经文。So read the Chinese.
That's right. Forgive me.
Okay.
All right. The fifth angel sounded his trumpet. I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it, like the smoke of a gigantic furnace. The sun and the sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss, and out of the smoke, locusts came down upon the earth and were given power, like that scorpions of the earth have power. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were not given power to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months. And the agony they suffered was like that of a sting of a scorpion when it strikes a man. During those days, men will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them.
第一节讲的第5位天使吹号，我就看见一个星从天落到地上，在无底坑的钥匙赐给了他。他开了无底坑，烟从坑里往上冒，好像大火炉的烟。日头和天空 都因着烟昏暗了，有蝗虫从烟中出来，飞到地上，有能力赐给他们，好像地上的蝎子的能力一样。第四节，并且吩咐他们说，不可伤害地上的草和各样的青物，并一切树木，唯独要伤害额上没有神印记的人。第五节说，但不许蝗虫害死他们，只叫他们受痛苦五个月。这痛苦就像蝎子蛰人一样痛苦一样，在那些日子人要求死还绝不得死，愿意死死却言毙他们。
So even when you read that in both English and Mandarin, you say that's kind of hard to understand.
就算这样呢，我们英语和国语读了两遍，你仍然会说这个很难理解。
And you remember that the book of Revelation is really understandable only against the context of the rest of the Bible.
那你要知道呢，就是说呢，在启示录这本书呢，就是你只有在去参考圣经其他的那些经文的情况下呢，你才有可能理解。
So let me try to explain it to you now. Excuse me. Let me try to explain it to you in the context of the rest of the Bible. And it starts like this. The fifth angel sounded his trumpet.
所以让我来跟用圣经其他的地方来试图给大家解释一下。第一节说呢，第五位天使吹号。
And in the Bible, trumpets were mentioned in order to announce a big event coming, or to send warning because war is coming.
在圣经里呢，号角呢是用来就是说通知就重要的事情要发生，或者作为警告，就预警说那个战争要来了。
And so this trumpet basically is saying something bad is going to happen.
所以这个号角呢，基本上是有糟糕的事情要发生。
And then, John says, I saw a star fallen from the sky down to the earth.
然后呢，那个使徒约翰说呢，我就看见一个星从天落在地上。
And trying to understand what that means, the answer basically is that this star is none other than the devil himself.
所以呢，如果你想去了解这个星星的话呢，这里讲到的星星呢，就只能是那个魔鬼他自己，并不是其他的星星。
The Bible tells us that on another occasion it says that the devil was cast out of heaven because of his sin. The devil was cast out of heaven, and so here's this star. He'd been cast out of heaven, and he's going to do something.
所以圣经的有些地方呢告诉我们，就是说那个魔鬼他是被逐出天堂的，今天呢让他一直落在地上。这个呢讲到的呢，就是这个魔鬼被逐出天堂以后呢，像是那个星一样落在地上。
It says the star was given the key to the shaft to the abyss.
所以呢这里呢那个星呢有无底坑的钥匙赐给他。
The abyss is the place of departed angels who disobeyed God, and the place of departed spirits of people who would not repent and turn to the Lord.
所以无底坑呢，是为那些离开神的天使，就是背离神的天使预备的。他们的那些天使那里，还有那些地球上其他的那些人的灵魂，他们拒绝了圣父神的灵魟和魔鬼都在那个里。
We usually refer to it as hell.
我们通常把它称为地狱。
Now, there are two words for hell in the Bible. The first one is the place where people who disobey God go for trial. They're there for a long time. The second place is the prison to which they are consigned forever.
这个呢，圣经里地狱呢，其实讲到两种地方。第一种地方呢，就是那些背逆神的人呢，首先呢，他下到地狱里去，然后在那里 等候神的审判，在那里要承受长期的煎熬和痛苦，然后最后呢，他们要被扔到这个火湖里面去。火湖呢，就是这个狐狸坑呢，就是他们最终他们在永恒里要一直禁锢他们的地方。
The first we usually refer to as hell. The second one is usually referred to as the lake of fire.
所以第一个呢，地方呢，把它称之为地狱。第二个地方呢，我们把它称之为火。
Now, for some reason, the devil is given the key to this place. The hell and the lake of fire are a place of torment from which no one can escape.
这个里面呢，也出于某种原因呢，魔鬼呢，被赐给了这个到无底坑的那个钥匙。钥匙呢，其实上呢，地狱呢和那个我呢，实际上就是一个就是禁锢这些悖逆神的人的地方，就是没有人可以从那里面逃出去。
But here the devil is given the power to unlock the gate so that some could escape from that terrible place of torment.
因为这个呢地方呢，就是说呢，那个魔鬼给了被赐给了钥匙，这样呢，有些那些禁锢在里面呢，就是可以从他们的煎熬里被放出来。
Verse 2 says, when he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke of a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss.
第二节说呢，他开了无底坑，就是那魔鬼，便有烟从坑里往上冒，好像大火炉的烟，日头和天空都因这无底坑的烟黑暗了。
What would happen if the gates of hell were opened and the forces, some of the phenomenon from hell, came out on the earth? What would that be like?
因为如果那个地狱的门被打开了，然后地面地狱里那些幽灵呢从里面冒出来的时候呢，在地球上会发生什么呢？
And that's what happens here. The smoke comes out. We're not sure precisely what all this means, but the smoke comes out, and out of that smoke came locusts, verse 3. They came down on the earth, and they were given power like that of scorpions of the earth.
因为这里我们讲到的呢，便有烟冒出来，我们不是很确定这个烟到底指的是什么，但是有烟从屋里给你冒出来。第三节说有蝗虫从烟中出来，飞在地上，有能力赐给他们，好像地上蝎子的能力一样。
Now I don't know much about scorpions. Some of you may have met them sometime in your life. I've never seen one, but I've been told that scorpions are very, very terrible.insects or enemies, whatever you call them.
因为这个里面呢，蝎子，我是对蝎子没有什么了解。你们中间呢，有些人可能知道蝎子什么。在我的人生里呢，从来没有出现过蝎子。但是呢，我被告知说这个蝎子是极其剧毒，极其危险。
In some parts of the world, they are and were relatively common.But it would be a terrible thing if you had scorpions in your house because they would bite you and they would inflict terrible pain.
因为在这个世界各地都有蝎子，当然就是说如果在你的房子里有一个蝎子的话呢，那是一件极其可怕的事情。因为如果你被蝎子蛰了以后呢，你会引起你身上的一种剧痛。
And if they were around, you'd do everything you could to get rid of them.
所以如果你发现了蝎子呢，你会尽一切可能呢把它们赶走。
So these are whatever comes out, they're like locusts, which are grasshoppers, and they're like scorpions, and we're not sure precisely, but that's what they're like.
因为不管这里出现的什么呢，我们被告知说，他们像蝗虫，他们也像蝎子那样，不确定他们是什么，但是他们是像蝗虫和蝎子那样。
Verse 4, these locusts were told that they were not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God in their foreheads.
所以第四节告诉我们，就是说这些东西呢，被并且吩咐他们说不可伤害地上的草和各样的青木并一切的树木，唯独要伤害额上没有神印记的人。
So what happens when you get a plague of natural locusts? They just go around and eat everything that's green.
他们就是说到处跑，然后把他所有碰到的东西都给吃掉。
They eat all the grass.
他们吃所有的草。
They eat all the green leaves. They eat all the green sprouts on the trees.
他们把所有的那些树上发的那些芽都给吃掉。
Sometimes when a plague of locusts goes through, if it goes through in the summer, they will eat everything that appears to be growing. The land is completely decimated by them.
有时候呢，就是说呢，如果说夏天发生那个蝗虫灾的话，他们就会把地上他们经过的地方所有的东西，所有庄稼全部吃掉，地上那就完完全全，只有出现饥荒。
But these locusts are not sent, excuse me, in order to decimate the vegetable kingdom. They are sent in order to attack people.
但是这些蝗虫呢，他们被派出来的，并不是去伤害那些草和这一切的植物，他们是来伤害那些人的。
And the people that they're going to attack are the people who do not have the seal of God on their forehead.
因为那些人呢，他要受到攻击，受到蝗虫的攻击。那些人呢，是属于那些在他们的额头上没有神的印记的人。
So there are two kinds of people on the earth at this time. There are the people who do have the seal of God, and there are people who don't.
在这个时候，地球上有两类的人，一类人呢，他们额头上真的有神的那个印记，另一类人呢就没有。We're
told in the earlier chapter that there are 144,000 people in the world at this time who do not have, who have the seal of God. 144,000 have the seal of God in their forehead.
我们在前面的这章节里面提到呢，实际上这里有14万4千人，他们在额头上是有神的印记的。They
are all people who've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
所有的人都是相信了主耶稣基督为他们救主的人。They
have all submitted themselves to Him in order that they might serve Him.
他们所有的人呢，都把他们自己呢， 交托在圣父在主耶稣基督的名下，然后以便他去服侍主耶稣。And
so when these locust scorpions come, they will not attack those 144,000.
当这些蝗虫和蝎子来临的时候呢，他们不会去袭击那14万4千人。But
they will attack everybody else.
他会袭击其他的人。Verse
5 says, that these locust scorpions, whatever it is that comes out of the power of hell, they were not given power to kill anybody, but only to torture them for 5 months.
第五节呢，讲到的呢，就是说这些蝗虫、蝎子呢，他们不被允许杀死地上的人，只是叫地上的人受痛苦5个月。
Okay, so let's pretend that you get your choice. You can be there on the earth for 5 months, and these locust scorpions, the powers of hell, will come out, and they will torture you for 5 months, or you could trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and they wouldn't torture you. What kind of persons would you like to be?
因为我现在假设，假设你能够做出选择，那么说你做出的选择以后呢，你在那个地方，在那个地方当地下的蝗虫和蝎子像地狱里出来的那些东西，它在让你拷打你，就是煎熬你5个月，5个月，然后呢，你现在呢也可以做出一个选择，你相信主耶稣基督，你就不会去那里了。那么说呢？ 你现在会做出什么样的选择？你想成为什么样的人呢？
Oh, you say, that's pretty simple. I don't want to be like those who are going to be tortured by these terrible creatures.
所以呢，我就说呢，这个太简单了。我不想就说被这些被造物来煎熬5个月。
Verse 6 says, and the agony they suffered was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes a man.
因为这里呢，第五节继续说，这痛苦就像蝎子蜇人的痛苦一样。
All right. So, some people say, I don't think I'd mind going to hell. I got lots of friends there. Everything's going to be fine.
有些人说呢，我不介意去地狱，因为实际上我那里有很多朋友，但那里可能很好玩呢。
What is hell going to be like?
那地狱是像什么样的?
And so we read about it in the Gospel of Luke, in our Bibles, and in Luke chapter 16, we're told that it's a place of torment. And the man who is there cries to Abraham and says, send somebody to my brothers so that they don't come to this terrible place.
所以我们在圣经的那路加福音里面读到这样，路加福音第16章讲到的是说呢，有一个有钱人，他最后去下了地狱，他在那里说煎熬，他就说呢，跟亚伯拉罕呼喊，他说你去派一个人去告诉我的那些还在的弟兄们，让他们不要到这里来，这是一个极其可怕的地方。
Hell is not just bad, it's a whole lot worse than bad.
那个地狱并不是说很糟糕，比糟糕远远超过。So,
how would people in the world know that hell is bad?
所以地球上的人怎么知道那个地狱如此的难受呢？
And here God says, well, I'll just show you. I'm going to release the powers of hell onto the earth for 5 months. And you can be there for 5 months, and the scorpion will be stinging you all the time, and your 5 months will be agony.
因为这个呢，神说呢，我现在给你看一下，看一下地狱到底是什么样子。所以呢，神要把地狱里的那个能力呢，从里面放出来。其实放出来以后呢，如果你在那里的话， 而且这些地狱里出来的这些东西呢，它就会像蝎子一样，每天的叮你，让你这样被煎熬5个月，然后这个时候你要承受极大的痛苦。Is
that fair?
对，公平吗？
God says, of course it's fair. I'll show you what it's going to be like. All kinds of people say it's not going to be that bad. God says, hang on, I'm going to give you 5 months in the world. And the forces of hell are going to be there. And you will learn that hell's a bad place. I counsel you now, don't go there.
所以呢，其实说呢，神说当然是公平的，因为其实上很多人说地狱你并没有那么糟糕，所以是说我要把地狱里的那些力量呢放出来，让地球上的人呢，他们承受5个月这样的煎熬和极大的痛苦。所以我现在呢，劝告你们，你们呢， 不要去那个地方，地狱真的是很糟。What else do we know
about hell?
其他的我们关于地狱的我们知道什么？
Verse number 6. During those days, men will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them.
地球上地狱里还有什么样？第六节告诉我们，在那些日子，人要求死，绝不得死，愿意死，死却远避他们。How
long do people live in hell?
那个人在地狱里的人能活多久？
Forever.
永远。
Do they want to live in hell forever?
他们想在地狱里永远活着吗？
No. So why don't they just commit suicide?
所以呢，他们不想在那里。那为什么他们不自杀了？
Because one of the characteristics of hell is death is not an option.
所以呢，其中呢，地狱的一个特点，其中的一个特点，死亡是一个选项。
For 5 months in the world, there will be nobody die of suicide.
所以呢，五个月在地球上没有一个人可以自杀。
Wow.
Wow.
All kinds of people say, it's okay, if I don't like it, I'll just kill myself.
所以呢，有些人说呢，就是说，大多数人说，我不喜欢，我就自杀就得了。
That's not an option in hell.
所以在地狱里，这不是一个选项。
And there are millions and millions and millions in hell today who would love to die. But they can't kill themselves any more than these people could kill themselves when the powers of hell were released upon the earth.
因为现在今天呢，在地狱里有几百几百万的人，他们在里面，他们都想死。其实呢，这个里面就告诉我们，在地狱里面你永远死不了，你自杀不了。
Now the question is,Is this a scary story?
现在问题是，这是吓唬人的故事。
You see, yeah. Yeah, this is a scary story.
所以你会说这是个很可怕的故事。
You know, the Bible says this. It says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And God says, I am going to punish you.Boy, it's going to be punishment.
圣经说呢，落在永生的神的手里是极其可怕的事情。那个神说，他们说神不会审判你，不会惩罚。就说是的，我会惩罚你，我会审判你。
Why did God send this particular judgment at this particular time in the book of Revelation?
因为什么神在这个特定的时间降下这个特定的审判在启示录这本书里面
To warn people not to go to hell. That's what it's there for. You say, yes, I don't want to go there.
所以他警告人你们不要去地狱。然后呢你听到这个警告以后呢你说我不想下地狱。
I don't know if you've ever gone on a road trip. I think you probably have.
我不知道你们是不是有出去旅行，我认为你应该出去过。
And whenever I go on a road trip, I'm driving down the highway. I come to a small town. I look at that town. I say, I think I'd like to live here. It's a nice town.
然后呢，其实是说我出去旅行的时候，当我开车在高速公路上的时候，我到了一个小城镇，我说这个小城镇是一个很美的地方，我想住在这里。
And then I go a little farther. I see another town and I say, no, I wouldn't want to live here. No, if I were going to live, I might that other town, but I wouldn't want to live in this town.
所以呢，然后我再开车往前走一点呢，到另外一个城镇，而这个城镇是个很可怕的城市，我不想住在这里，宁愿住在另外一个城市。
And God leads these people in the book of Revelation chapter 9.And he says to them, I'm warning you, don't come to this town.
神呢带领着这些人在启示录里第九章的，神跟他们说呢，我警告你们，你们不要来到这个城市。
All right, well, we're going to carry on now and learn a little bit more about this. Verse 7 says, the locusts look like horses prepared for battle.On their heads, they wore something like crowns of gold, and their faces resembled human faces. Their hair was like women's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. They had breastplates, like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing together to battle.
因为我们再来看看这些蝗虫是什么样的。第七节说呢，蝗虫的形状好像预备出战的马一样，头上戴着好像金冠冕，脸面好像男人的脸面，头发像女人的头发， 牙齿像狮子的牙齿，胸前有甲，好像铁甲。它的翅膀的声音，好像许多车马奔跑上阵的声音。
So what would you do if you met one of these on the street on a dark night?
所以如果在一个黑暗的晚上，你在街上碰到这些蝗虫，你会怎么办？
And you'd turn around and run, wouldn't you?
你转身就跑是吗？
You'd say, I don't want to be near whatever that is. I don't want to be near it. I'm out of here.
不管那些东西什么，我不想靠近他们，我想赶紧逃离这个地方。
On their heads, they wore something like crowns of gold. What would that mean?
也就是他们的头上呢，好像有金冠冕，这个像什么呢？
They had crowns, which means they're in charge. They're the boss.
他们有个冠冕，金冠冕的头上呢，证明他们是主宰一切的，他们掌管一切，他们是老。
Their crowns were of gold, which means they had lots of money and lots of power.
那如果他的冠冕是金的话，说明他呢有很多的钱，有很多的权力。
And you wouldn't want to fight him with a BB gun or a cannon.
你不想用一个气枪呢去跟他们战斗，或者是用一个加农炮跟他们打仗。
Their faces resembled human faces.
他们的脸呢就像人的脸一样。
And so they looked like men, men with knowledge, men with understanding, men with power.
所以他们看起来像人，人呢有那种知识，男人有知识，有理解，有全能。
They had hair like women's hair, and I'm not sure all that implies, but they had somewhat of a heart of a man, somewhat of the heart of a woman, but they were totally given to evil.
所以呢，这个呢，他们的头发像女人的头发，我不知道那个是指的是什么意思，但是呢，他们是一半男人一半女人，所以他们把男人女人的所有的那些优点都结合起来，但是他们是当然是从魔鬼那里出来
的。Pretty scary. They had teeth like lion's teeth.
所以非常可怕，他们的牙齿像狮子的牙齿。
If I were going to be a dentist, I wouldn't want to work on a lion's mouth.
如果我是个牙医呢，我不想给狮子看牙。
I'd be afraid he'd close his mouth on my hand. That would be the end of me.
所以如果说我把手伸到狮子嘴里去，那么我就完了。
Scary, scary stuff. They had breastplates, like breastplates of iron.
所以非常非常可怕。他们胸前有甲，好像铁甲。
The sound of their wings was like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle.
那声音好像许多车马奔跑上阵的声音。
Almost sounds something like a modern day tank.
这个听起来就像我们现代的坦克的声音。
In the war in Russia and the Ukraine at this time, there's a lot of tanks involved in the battle. And the tanks are very, very powerful.
所以在现代在现代战争中呢，其实呢，尤其是今天俄罗斯和乌克兰的战争中，坦克是大量使用的，而且坦克是非常的那个有那个能力的。
And if we saw enemy tanks rolling down the streets of Vancouver, we would be terrorized.
所以呢，如果我们今天看见温哥华的街道上敌人的坦克车轰隆的开过来，那么我们就完了。
And the forces of hell, when they are released on the world, are going to be just as terrible as a myriad of tanks being released on the city of Vancouver.With all these other problems.
所以地狱那个时候释放出的力量呢，就像那成百万的那个坦克车开在温哥华的那个街道上，所有的一切都会要被摧毁。
Verse 10, they had tails and stings like scorpions in their tails. They had power to torment people for 5 months.
第十节说, 有尾巴像蝎子,尾巴上的毒钩, 能伤人5个月。
What's the best part of this story?
这个故事里面最好的一部分是什么?
It only lasts for 5 months.
只持续5个月。
And when it's over, you can imagine the people saying, Wow, that was terrible. I'm sure glad it's over.
结束的时候，那些人呢会说：“哇，这真的是啊，太可怕了！”但是我很高兴，他已经结束。5 months.
Why was it given?
5个月，为什么要给5个月？
As a warning.
做一个警告。
One of the wisest things that people can do in life is to observe the warnings of God and respond.
所以在地球上呢，人最明智的做法呢，就是听到那个神的警告以后呢，就回应。
How foolish would it be to get the warnings from God and not pay attention?
所以这是多么的愚蠢，如果你从神那里接受到警告以后呢，你完全不管不顾。
So God says, I'm not just going to warn you for a day or two. I'll give you 5 months of this stuff. You can begin to think of it in 5 months. You can worry about it. You can begin to understand why and when and what. 5 months would be long enough to start reading your Bible, wouldn't it?
所以神说呢，我不会就是给你几天的时间来搞的，我给你5个月，这5个月之内呢，你会去思考，你会去为什么，怎么会成这样。 就是5个月的时间是足够的让你去读你的圣经，是不是？
And so, that's why the warning is given, so that you pay attention to it.
为什么这个警告要给出来，这样呢就会引起你的注意。
I probably told you the story about a friend of mine who became a Christian because of the warning.
所以我大概告诉过你们这个故事，就是我的一个朋友，他因为一个警告，他成为了基督徒。
He was a policeman driving his car one day along the mountain roads in the Rocky Mountains.
他是一个警察，警察呢，就是有一天呢，他在那个诺基山脉的那个山路上呢，开着他的车，就像这样。
He was following the car ahead of him, and everything was fine. And then he saw a little creek by the side of the road.
然后呢，他跟着前面那个车走，一切都没问题。 然后呢,
Though he had never done it before in his life, he decided to stop for no apparent reason and take a look at the creek.
然后在他人生里呢，他从来没有做出这样一个决定，但是今天他却做出了，他决定呢，没有特别的理由和原因，他把车停下来呢，看看这个小溪。
He just stopped there for about a minute, just a very short time. Got in his car again, drove along.
然后在那里停了非常短的时间，大概1分钟。1分钟以后，他又回到车里继续开。
And he drove into the road, and there was an avalanche that had come down in the road. And the avalanche had come down and completely covered the road. He couldn't go any farther.
然后呢，他开了一段呢，看着前面呢有个那个山体滑坡。 山体滑坡呢，完全把这个路呢给阻塞了，他不可能再往前开了。
The car that was in ahead of him was in that avalanche and completely destroyed.
所以呢，在他前面的那车呢，完完全全被这个山体滑坡呢给摧毁了，被埋在里面。If
he had followed that car, he would have been completely destroyed.
如果他继续跟着那辆车往前走的话呢，他也会完完全全被摧毁。But
he didn't follow the car. He stopped.
但是他就没有跟随那个车，他停下来。And
he said, "Why should I have stopped?"
他说：“为什么我要停在那里？”He
said, "I wonder whether God was speaking to me and preserved me from dying in that avalanche."
他说呢，我知道这是神在跟我讲话，跟我讲话呢，他把我从那个山体滑坡里给救出来了，救了我的命。
And so he said to me, I started to read my Bible, Harold. He said, a year later, I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I got baptized, and I've been serving him ever since. God warned me.
他说, Harold, 我就开始读我的圣经。读完圣经以后呢,一年以后我就得救了。我受洗了,我就开始呢,像从没有过的那样去服侍神。
Verse 11 says, these locust scorpions had a king over them, the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon and in Greek, Apollyon.
第十一节说呢,有无底坑的使者做他们的王,按照希伯来话名叫亚巴顿,希腊话名叫亚。
What does the word Abaddon mean?
所以那个亚巴顿是什么意思呢?
It means destroyer. This particular king's name was Destroyer, Miss Destroyer, Mr. Destroyer.
所以这个亚巴顿的词呢是摧毁者、终结者，所以这个人是摧毁者先生、终结者先生，他是从地狱来的。
But he also has another name. In Greek, his name is Apollyon. So if you spoke Hebrew, you'd call him Abaddon. And if you spoke Greek, you'd call him Apollyon.
所以他还有另外一个名字叫亚波伦。如果你是读希伯来文的时候呢,他叫亚巴顿。如果你读希腊文的呢,他叫亚波伦。
So what does the name Apollyon mean?
那么亚波伦是什么意思呢?
But you're not going to be surprised when I tell you it means destroyer.
Who's
the destroyer?
也是终结者先生。
Would you remember the devil is the destroyer?
你要记住,这个魔鬼他就是一个摧毁者终结者。
God is the creator.
神是造物主。
Jesus is the creator.
主耶稣是造物主。
The devil is the destroyer.
魔鬼是那一个摧毁者。
I find that all very strange, especially in the light of what's going on in the world today.
我发现这些特别奇怪，特别是在当今世界上发生的事情。
The Russians say, what we want to do is we want to liberate the Ukraine, make it a good free country.
所以那个俄罗斯人说的是呢，我们要解放乌克兰人，让他们变成一个自由的国家。
And so they go into the country, and what do? Destroy.
他们进到乌克兰以后，他们在干什么？他们摧毁一切。
They destroy the houses, they destroy the hospitals, they destroy the people, they destroy the hydroelectric systems, they destroy the bridges. Hey, would you trust Mr. Putin if you saw him on the street?
他们摧毁那个房屋，摧毁医院，摧毁学校，摧毁那些供水供电系统，然后摧毁人。 把在乌克兰的一切的东西都摧毁了。如果你在街上碰着普丁先生，你会相信他吗？
You'd say, you know, I think you're a liar, Mr. Putin. You told us that you were just amassing troops on the border of the Ukraine because you needed a military exercise. You're just a liar.
所以你说普丁先生，你是个撒谎的人，因为呢，你告诉我们你在那个乌克兰和俄罗斯边界上。 你只是把军队集结，集结在那里做一些演习，你就是只是做常规的一些训练演习。What
do you know about the devil? You know that he was a destroyer. Sorry, he was a liar from the beginning. The Lord Jesus said of him, "He's the father of lies."
所以你对于那个魔鬼知道他关于些什么呢？他是那个撒谎者。主耶稣基督告诉我们说，他是从一开始。 就撒谎的，他是说谎人之父。
You certainly wouldn't believe the devil.
你一定不要相信魔鬼。
Is the devil a creator or a destroyer?
那魔鬼是造物的呢，还是摧毁的？
The Lord Jesus said of him, he's a murderer. He's a murderer from the beginning.
对，基督说他是谋杀的人，谋杀的，最开始起初就是谋杀的。
Don't trust him.
别相信魔鬼。
What is the devil's name? The devil's name is Abaddon. The devil's name is Apollyon. No matter how you look at him, he's still a destroyer. That's all the devil wants to do in your life and my life. He wants to destroy.
那个魔鬼的名字是什么呢？他是亚巴旦、亚波伦。不管他的名字什么，他就是一个摧毁者。他要把你我的人生所有的东西都摧毁掉。
Why do we tell people about Jesus?
为什么我们要告诉别人主耶稣呢？
Because he's the Redeemer. He's the Savior. He's there to deliver people from the Destroyer.
因为他是救赎主，他是救主，他把那些在魔鬼底下要被摧毁的人拯救出来。
Paul says of the Lord Jesus Christ that if we trust in him, we become a new creation. Jesus starts to work in our lives and makes us wonderful. The devil has been working to destroy us. Jesus wants to work to build us and make us great even for heaven.
因为这个呢，使徒保罗说呢，如果我们相信主耶稣基督，我们就是一个新的被造物。这个新的被造物主耶稣基督呢，他要重新建造我们，把我们建起来，让我们越来越好。那个魔鬼他想做什么？他只想摧毁我们，把我们一直打到底。那么主耶稣基督呢，想建造我们，这种让人越来越好，好到可以去天堂。
Would you rather believe in the devil or would you rather believe in Jesus? Answer, read Revelation chapter 9, the first half of it again, and you'll find out what you get. You follow the devil, you'll get the devil's destruction, and hell will be released here one day, but it's going to be reality forever for those who reject Jesus.
所以呢，这个现在的你愿意相信主耶稣呢？而相信魔鬼呢，所以你这个东西你很难做出选择，你去读读启示录的第九章，启示录九章前半部分所讲到的所有的一切，就是说这样终究有一天这样的事情会变成真实，认识所有的事情都会发生。那个魔鬼呢，你如果跟随魔鬼，他就是一个摧毁者，摧毁者最终呢即将把你全然摧毁。
So that's all pretty scary stuff.
这是非常可怕的一些事情。
Verse 12 says, the first woe is past. There are two other woes yet to come.
第十二节说，第一样灾祸过去了，还有两样灾祸要来。
So the Lord says, I'm going to blow the trumpet three more times. The first time he blows the trumpet is the first half of chapter 9. It's woe number one. Then he's going to blow the trumpet again. That'll be the second half of chapter 9 of A revelation, and it'll be the second woe. The first woe was bad.
所以呢，现在呢，神说呢，他要再吹响两个号角。吹响第一个号角的那是什么呢？就是启示录第九章的上半部分，这个灾祸呢就来临了。那么说呢，当第另外两个号角吹响的时候呢，地球上还要降两个灾祸。
The second woe is going to be worse.
所以第二个呢，灾祸会比第一个更可怕。
Alright, verse 13. The sixth angel blew his trumpet. And I heard a voice coming from the horns of the golden altar that is before God.
第十三节说，第六位天使吹号，我就看见有声音从神面前金坛的四角出来。
And this golden altar before God, by the way, it's the altar of incense. That's where the prayers of the saints are being received by God and the response from God, I will judge the people on the earth because they would not obey me and they wouldn't listen to the prayers of my people.
所以这个神的金坛呢，实际上就是我们前面的讲到的金坛，是焚香的， 众圣徒在那里祷告的那个金坛，然后那个金坛的众圣徒祷告向先前推到神那里去了，神听到以后是说我会审判这个世界。
Verse 14 says, it said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates.
第十四节神的吩咐那吹号的第六位天使说把那捆绑在幼发地幼发拉底大河的四个使者释放了。
Who's in charge here?
谁在这里掌控一切？
Well, there are a lot of angels in charge, aren't there?
就是那个天使在掌控，是不是？
And most of the politicians in the world figure they're in charge.
所以呢，在世界上大多数政客认为他们是在掌控一切。
And the answer is they're not.
答案是他们不是的。
God's in charge.
神在掌控一切。
He sends his angels here and he sends his angels there. And the great politicians of the world can strut and they can brag and they can toot their horns and do all kinds of things. God says, I'm in charge.
神会把天使派到这个地方派到那个地方。那个这个世界上的政客呢他们会吹牛。他们会说我在做做这我在这呢会夸夸其谈。但是说不你们不是在掌控一切是我在掌控一切。
And then he says to them now, what I want you to do, angels, you release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates.
所以呢这个呢神跟天使说呢说现在你要做的事情是把幼发拉底河的四个天使释放了。
So this sixth angel is a powerful angel. And he says, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So they are not very powerful angels. They're angels. They're a whole lot more powerful than you and me. But there's an angel more powerful than these four angels.
因为这里呢这是前面的这个天使的释放那是幼发拉底和四个天使的人是更有能力的。那么在幼发拉底河地的这四个天使呢他们也是大有能力但他们不是那么有能力。他当然比你我的那个能力要大得多但是呢他们不是最有能力的天使。
These angels have been bound at the river Euphrates.
这天使呢是被捆绑在幼发拉底河的底下。
Now Euphrates, the Euphrates River is just east of Israel and it's in mainly in Iran, probably in Iraq, somewhere in those eastern locations. That's where the Euphrates River is and four angels are bound there.
因为幼发拉底河呢实际上在以色列的东部大部分是应该是在埃及里那边流过去的但实际上呢就是它是在那个中东的那个大河流域里就是幼发拉底河这里这个幼发拉底河里面呢就捆绑着四个天使
And these four angels had been kept ready thereFor this very hour and day and month and year, they were released to kill a third of mankind.
所以呢，那四个使者就被释放。他们原是预备好的，到某年某月某日某时，要杀人的三分之一。
One third of mankind.
三分之一的人类。
How many people in the world today?
在世界上当今有多少人口
Well, about 8 billion.
所以呢有70亿就
How many people killed under the seals? Revelation chapter 6.
所以呢在那个就是说七印里面有多少人被杀
Probably about 2 billion.
大概有20亿。
How many people still alive in the world at this point?
在这个时候呢世界上还有多少人活着
Probably about 6 billion.
大概有60亿。
How many are going to be killed in this war?
这一个战争中要被杀多少?
No, 2,000. 2,000 million. 2 billion. 2, no, 1,000. I'm sorry. My mathematics is wrong. 2 billion.
20亿.
That's 2,000 million. Is that a lot of people?
是20亿人, 这是很多人吗?
Where are they going to come from?
那会从哪里来呢?
No, it doesn't. It says 1/3. Norma's arguing with me here. I don't understand. Okay. Fact is, it says in verse number, verse number 15 says, they were released to kill 1/3 of mankind. That means they killed 2 billion people. How many were there? Norma says the number of the troops, the army, was 200 million. What did the 200 million people do? They killed 2 billion people. Okay? That's the logic of this passage. You think this is a big war? We got a big war in the world today between Russia and Ukraine. How many people have died?
所以这里呢，刚才讲的就是你接受呢，他们释放要杀人三分之一，那马军呢有2亿，我们都说嘛，他们说嘛，我们听见了，就这里讲的有2亿人杀20亿人，那么说今天在俄罗斯乌克兰的战争中呢，有多少人被杀了？
A few thousand.
其实是几千人。
How many people are going to die in this war?
在这个战争中要死多少人?
2 billion.
20亿.
Do you think this is a big deal?
因为这是一件大事吗?
Yeah, this is a big deal.
当然是件大事。
So I saw a picture the other day. I can't remember where. I apologize. But it was a picture of this part of the world and a circle drawn around it.
那这个呢，有一天他看见一幅画，一画呢他不记得在哪里，看到了，他抱歉，这里呢就是说讲的呢，这个世界上这一部分的人有一个圈圈把它圈在里。And
I can't remember precisely where the circle went, but it included most of Asia, certainly Southern Asia. It included some of Europe, but it was just this part of the world.
因为他也知道这个圈圈呢，包括的是那个亚洲，大多数是南亚，而且还有那些欧洲的一部分也被包括在里面。And
the demographer who wrote it simply said, in this circle, one half of the Earth's population lives.
所以呢，这个画这个图的人呢，他说呢，在这个圆圈里有世界上一半的人口都住在里面。
That's a lot of people.
这很多人。
How many people in China and India today, if you add them together?
所以呢，如果把印度和中国的人口加起来，有多少？
2.5, 3 million, 3 billion people. It's a lot of people.
25亿人，这是大很多的人。
Do you think this is going to be a scary day?
因为这一天会很可怕吗？
Yeah.
对。
This is heavy stuff.
这是很可怕的。
Verse 12, verse 17. The horses and riders I saw in my vision looked like this. Their breastplates were fiery red, dark blue and yellow as sulfur.
因为这个第十七节说呢，我在异象中看见那些马和骑马的，骑马的胸前有甲如火，与紫玛瑙并硫磺。The
heads of the horses resembled the heads of lions. Out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and sulfur.
狮子头，像狮子头，有火有烟，有硫磺从马的口中出来。1/3
A mankind was killed by the three plagues of fire, smoke, and sulfur that came out of their mouths.
口中所出来的火与烟并流哈，这样这三样灾杀了人的三分之一。
The power of the horses was in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails were like snakes, having heads with which they inflicted injury.
所以这马的能力是在口里和尾巴上，因这尾巴像蛇，并且有头，用以害人。
Some people say this is almost like modern tank warfare.
所以有些人说这就像现代战争中的坦克大战。
We've no idea what's going to happen and how it happens. We don't know precisely what these creatures are like. All we know is that they are going to be extremely powerful against life. 1/3 of the world's population will be destroyed by them and probably very, very quickly.
我们不知道这个是会发生什么，就是说会怎样发生，我们也不确切的知道这些到底是什么东西，但是我们却知道他们是极其有力量的，他们在很快的时间内呢会杀死地球上三分之一的人。
Now, what do you do when you read things like this?
你读到上面这样的事情，准备怎么做？
What do you do when you read what's going on in Ukraine and in Russia?
但你读到在俄罗斯和乌克兰发生的事情的时候，你会准备怎么做？
Well, you probably say it's getting close to supper time. I'd better go and put some food on.
那你读到你说呢？可能是吃晚餐的时候了。我应该回家去准备一些食物吃。
You might even say this is pretty bad news.
有人说这是一个坏消息，坏新闻。
But we are basically accustomed to doing very little when we read bad news. We don't heed warnings very well.
因为在我们当今时代呢，我们的这些坏新闻呢，基本上没有什么反应。我们只是说很少去做出及时的反应。
In 2 Peter, when Peter addresses times like this, he says, you know, most people say all things continue as they were from the beginning of the world. Everything's going to be okay. I think I'll have another cup of coffee.
所以呢在彼得后书里其实讲到的呢，世界上人说呢，所有的事情从开始到现在一些事情都正常，一些事情都没什么会继续下去的，所以呢我最好去坐在那里喝杯咖啡休息一下。
Now the Lord says, hang on you people, I'm going to send the powers of hell on this world for 5 months, don't ignore it.
所以神说呢，你们地球上的人等一等，你们看看我会降下这样的灾祸在地球上5个月，你们最好是引起你们的注意。
And then he says in Revelation 6 and in Revelation 9, in the plagues that I will send, one out of every 2 people on the world will be dead.
然后他在启示录第九章里讲到呢，就说呢，当神降下这样的灾祸的时候，3个人中间呢有1个人要死。
Wow.So if you were one of the people who was still alive when 1/2 of the world died, what likely would you think?
所以呢，如果你是其中的一个人，当地球上的人死了一半的时候，你仍然活着，那么你准备怎么做？
And I'm not sure what you would think or I would think. I hope we would trust the Lord.I hope you've trusted the Lord already. But this is what verse 20 says. It says the rest of the mankind that were not killed by these plagues still did not repent.
我不知道你会怎么做，我也不知道你怎么做，我怎么做，但是我希望那个时候我已经得救了。所以第二节讲到的是，其余未曾被这些 灾所杀的人仍旧不悔改自己所做的。
I find that one of the hardest verses in the Bible to believe.
我发现这是圣经中最难让人相信的一节经文。
Surely they would repent.
当然他们要悔改了。
What does God have to do to get you to repent?
所以神要做什么才能让你悔改呢？
But of course there's nothing new. Because in Genesis chapter 3, the Lord says to Cain, I've told you what to do. Don't bring me any more cabbages. I want you to bring me a lamb.Cain says, I won't.
当然不是什么新东西了。其实我记得在创世纪的第二章里，神说呢，跟该隐说，该隐呢，不要把蔬菜水果带给我，我献一只羊。然后该隐说，我就不献羊。
God says, go Cain to your brother, get a lamb, offer it to me, and I'll forgive you. Cain says, I won't do that.
但是说你到你的弟弟亚伯那里去跟他要一只羊然后献给我我会就饶恕你的该隐说我不会我不去找他。
You and I say, have you got rocks in your head, Cain? What's the matter with you? Smarten up!
因为我就说你这是怎么回事啊因为你这是你要足够的聪明赶紧去做一些事情。
God says, I'll send 5 months of hell on the earth.And I'll kill half the people on the earth, 4 billion of them. And the rest of the people will say, we don't want to repent, God. We're not going to repent.
就是我要把灾祸降在地球上，降地球上呢，然后要杀掉地上的一半的人口，大概就是40亿人。然后其余的人，当这些一切发生之后呢，地球说呢，我们不在乎，我们仍然不悔。
Why didn't they repent?
他为什么不悔改？
Verse 20. They did not repent of the work of their hands.
第二十节说呢，仍旧不悔改自己手所做的。
I did that and it was good. And the reason it's good is because I did it. And I'm not going to repent of the work of my hands.I do what I want. God, I don't care about you. I do what I want. Wow.
这个事情呢是我做的。我做的呢所以它是好的。为什么是好的呢因为它就是我做的。我不想要神来教我做什么。我只是想让我自己我想干什么就干什么。我做的东西就是最好的。我不想悔改。
Who do you think you are, says God. I made you. I gave you the brains. I gave you the life. I gave you the hands. I gave you the intelligence to do and to make. I gave it all to you. You did something and you won't repent because you did it yourself. How foolish.
你认为神会怎么说呢神说我造了你我给了你头。我给了你思维我给了你智力怎么去做然后给了你手这所有的一切都是我造的我给你造的然后呢你用我给你造的智力大脑还有手去做的事情我告诉你要悔改你说是因为我自己的手做的所以我不想悔改多么的愚蠢。
They didn't stop worshiping demons and idols of gold and silver and bronze and stone and wood. Idols that cannot see, nor hear, nor walk.
人们还是去敬拜魔鬼和那些不能看、不能听、不能走、金银铜石木的偶像。他们仍然在这敬拜这些不能看、不能听、不能走的偶像。
How did they get to the point where they worshiped idols?
他们怎么的搞到这个去敬拜偶像的点上
Because they refused to give glory to God and give him thanks for what he'd done.
因为他们拒绝把荣耀给神也不向神献上感恩也向神的作为献上感恩。
And you say, but that doesn't make any intellectual sense. And of course it doesn't.
当然这个是,
the only reason why people believe it, according to Romans chapter 1, is that when you reject God, you lose the ability to think. You can't think properly.
这个呢,在罗马书里有一节经文讲的是呢,当你拒绝神的时候呢, 你失去了那个正常思考的能力, 你已经不能正确的思考。
Okay? It's like saying to a man, we want you to run a race and win.
所以我跟一个人说呢, 我要你去参加一个比赛, 然后要赢那场比赛。
And the man says, no, I'm not, I'll run the race, but I'm not going to do it God's way. I'll do it my way, but I'll win the race, all right.
所以他说呢, 我会去参加那个比赛, 但是呢, 我会按照我自己的方式去做, 我不会按照神的方式去做, 最终呢, 我会赢的。
And all he says is, I will not do it God's way.
所以这些人说的是呢, 他们不会按神的方式行事。
So this is a poor illustration, but I'll give it to you anyway. Along comes a man, says, I know how to win the race.
这是一个不好的一个举例, 但是我还要告诉你们, 一个人呢,说他呢,要参加一个比赛。
What you do is, you put great big gumboots on, and fill those gumboots with rocks and sand.
就是说呢,如果你把一个那个火箭呢,里面呢, 装满了石头和沙子,
then tie your hands behind your back.
你这样呢,你就把你的手背在后面推后,
tie your feet together, close together, 6 inches between them.
然后你就把你的那个手啊,脚都捆着,你那个只有六英寸远,
and put on your winter raincoat.
你把你那个冬天穿的那个雨衣穿上。
Now go ahead. Go ahead, you run your race.
然后呢,你开始呢,就是去参加比赛。
And you say, that's absolutely stupid.
这个太愚蠢。
And why would you possibly believe in demons that are destroyers and gold and silver and precious stone and wood, and idols, and all those idols can do is sit there. They can't talk, they can't speak, and they can't hear. You trust
them?
How'd you get that point? You reject God and you can't think. Would you remember that? It's true for every one of us. It's true for everyone we know. You reject God and you can't think right.
他们怎么会就是走到这一步呢? 因为去读的罗马书, 如果他们拒绝神的话呢, 他们就不会正常的思考, 正确去判断。
And then four particular sins that are going to fill the world on that occasion.
所以有四样特别的, 罪就会充满着世界在那个时候。
Number one, murders.
第一个呢是谋杀。
Were people terribly disappointed when one half of the world was killed?
当那个世界上一半的人被杀了以后呢, 他们会感到很失望吗?
Probably not, because the people were murderers themselves.
他们不会的, 因为这些人呢可能就是杀人的。
And when Mr. and Mrs. Jones died, they probably said, I'm going to take their house and their car.
当那个Jones和那个Jones太太死了以后呢,他们说呢,我会占领他的房子,拿他的车,还有他家里一切的东西。
There are all kinds of people in the world today with big reputations who say,
所以呢,
that the world is running out of resources and we need far fewer people in the world, and they will believe that lie then, because we know they believe that lie today.
因为当时呢,世界上很多人说呢,他们不断重复说,世界的资源已经用尽了,所以我们要 很快的去抢夺资源。为什么他们相信这个呢？因为实际上当今世界的很多人也相信。
I saw an article in the headlines of the newscast today that simply says this.
因为我今天在一个那个报纸的头条读到一篇文章，它的主要目的，这条目是这样的。
Says mankind will not survive until the end of the 21st century.
所以呢，他说呢，人类不会幸存下去，直到那个二十世纪的末期。
And the reason is we will run out of natural resources. There won't be enough oil. There won't be enough silver. There won't be enough minerals to keep us going.Our civilization will be destroyed in 80 years. That's what the article said today.
因为那个想到的是说我们实际上呢没有足够的资源供给我们地球上的人类，然后呢就是说呢所有的没有足够的油，没有足够的金属让我们生存下去。
After 4 billion people died,
整个的文明呢就会在80年以后结束。
After 4 billion people died, many people are going to say that's a really good thing.
当那个40亿人死了以后呢，很多人会说这是一件好事。
Number two, they wouldn't repent because of their magical arts.
因为他们不愿意，第二个不愿意悔改是因为他们的邪术。
What does that word magical arts really mean?
那么邪术呢？那个词的真正意思是什么呢
？Some people say, well, it's sorceries. It's the profession of magic in the world.
所以呢，有些人说呢，这是实际上当时在世界上呢，他们实行的魔术。
Unfortunately, that's what most of the Bible translators say.
不幸的是呢，这是大多数。圣经的翻译作者所说的。
And frankly, I have no idea why.
但是坦率说，我不知道为什么。
The Greek word is pharmakon.
那个希腊词是 pharmakon.
What's the word pharmakon remind you of?
Pharmakon 给你的，让你想起什么？
Drugs.
就是毒品。
Do people like drugs today?
就当今的人喜欢毒品吗
？Yes.
是。
What kind of people like drugs today?
当今世界上什么样的人喜欢毒品
？Well, the people who are living in the homeless camps on the streets, they're almost universally addicted to drugs.
所以呢，那些在街上无家可归的人、露营的人、露宿街头的人，他们是世界上那些大多数喜欢毒品的人。
Who else likes drugs today?
当今世界还有其他的人喜欢毒品。
Well, most of the people we call celebrities like drugs.
因为那些明星，我们称之为明星的人，他们喜欢毒品。
Have you ever read a story in the popular press, in the media? Have you ever read a story about how a popularperson, maybe a movie actress, maybe a sportsman, have you ever learned how they die?
所以呢，你今天有没有读到一些那些很普遍的一些杂志，在上面读到的呢，说有一些明星，就是像那些演员呢，或者说是像那些运动，著名的运动员呢，他们是怎么死的？
How many die of drug overuse?
他们有多少人是死于药品过量的、毒品过量的
？Most of them，
大多数他们中间的人都是死于毒品过量。
I've read often of people who were movie stars in their youth, either in childhood or in their teens or in their early twenties. I've read lots of stories about them. They've died.
我读到了很多的。那些电影明星呢，他们实际上是在他们孩子的时候呢，或者说是在青少年呢，或者在成人以后呢死了。
Almost every one of them died of drug abuse.
他们中间几乎每一个人都是因为是 使用毒品而死。
What's the central sin at universities these days?
所以在整个宇宙中，这个中心的罪是什么呢？
One of the main sins is drug abuse.
一个主要罪行呢，就是使用毒品。
Is it easy for people who are addicted to drugs? Is it easy for them to repent?
对那些对毒品成瘾的人，他们对他们来说很容易悔改吗？
The answer is, of course not. Drug abuse is not the kind of thing that's easy to repent of.
当然不是呢，因为那个毒品是不是很容易戒掉的？
They don't want to get rid of their drugs. They want more drugs. That's the problem with drugs.
他们呢不想戒掉毒品，他们想要更多的毒品，这就是毒品的问题。
Our time is almost gone. I guess we're going to have to work on this next time. But let me just tell you briefly the next two. We'll come back to these four. The next one is sexual immorality.
然后呢，我们的时间呢已经超过了，超过快到了。我们现在下个星期呢还要讲这个，但我们要跟你讲另外两件。第一个呢就是淫乱。
Is the Western world prepared to say that sexual immorality is sin?
那个是西方世界，他们准备说那些淫乱不是罪吗？
No.
不会。
The United States is almost being torn apart, as most other Western countries, because they say we must have abortion.
那个美国几乎就分崩离析了，因为就是实际上呢，在美国的大多数州呢，他们就说呢，我们不能有流产。
Now you tell me something that's more shameful than abortion, please. I don't know.
你告诉我一件比那个流产更羞耻的事情。
And number four is thefts.
第四个呢就是偷窃。
Have you ever noticed that the people who are on drugs are thieves?
你知道有一个就是吸毒的人他会偷东西吗？
And I'm not sure what state it was, but one of the states in the United States passed a law a few months ago that basically says we won't bother prosecuting anybody for shoplifting unless they steal more than $600 or $800.
因为我不知道在美国的哪一个州他们其实立法通过了，我们再不再起诉任何一个人，就是当他们偷东西呢，偷的价值不超过600或者800美元的时候。
That's not the other side of the world. That's not 2,000 years ago or 2,000 years in the future. That's the United States today, or if you like Canada today, we're no different.
这个呢不是说是在世界的另一头发生的事情，也不是在2000年以前发生的事情，也不是在2000年以后将发生的事情，这就是今天在美国发生的事情，就是也是在我们加拿大发生的事情，因为我们加拿大跟美国没有什么区别。
Okay, it's amazing, isn't it? God says, I'll send hell on the earth for 5 months, you won't like it. God says, I'll kill half the people on the earth in a few years. You won't like it. And the people say, we don't care, God. We're not going to give up because we happen to like our murders and our drugs and our sexual immorality. And we love our thievery. Get out of here. I'll steal from you.
这个呢实际上呢就是说你看这是不是令人震惊的呢，神呢把地狱打开，让地球上的人受五个月的煎熬，然后地球上的一半人被打死。这地球上仍然说呢，都我们不想悔改。我们尽管是这样，我们还是喜欢我们的这些谋杀啦、毒品啦、淫乱啦，然后呢，偷窃。我们不管这些，我们仍然干我们自己的事，我们喜欢干这些事。
Why does God send people to hell?
为什么神把人下在地狱里？
Because they deserve it.
他们值得去那里。
Why does God take people to heaven?
为什么人神把人带到天堂？
Because they repent and they believe him. God says, you know, I really like people who believe me.
因为他们悔改，他们相信神，神说呢，会审判神，人来相信我。
Do you like people who believe you? Sure.
你喜欢那些相信你的人吗？当然。
So we say, God, I choose to believe you. Hallelujah.
我们会说呢，神呢，我相信，我选择相信您。Hallelujah.
Let's pray.
你要祷告。
Lord, these truths are so powerful that frankly, we wouldn't believe them if they weren't written in your book.
这些经文是非常的有能力的，如果不是您写在圣经里，我们不会去相信。
But the fact is, Lord, we understand it because we can see the hearts of lives of those around us and even our own hearts.
所以主啊，我们理解这个是因为这些事在我们的人生的人的心里是这样，因为我们知道我们自己内心是什么样子。
Jeremiah said, "The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked."
所以耶利米说呢，人心比万恶的诡诈。
So Lord, we just pray that we will be responsive. Others will not be responsive to this word, but Lord, we want to be responsive. We want to do what you want.
所以主啊，我们祷告就是我们要对这些话呢做出反应。其他人不一定会做出反应，但是我们祷告我们在座的人要做出反应。
And Lord, we pray for those we know and love, and we pray that they too will respond to the wonderful story of the Lord Jesus Christ who said, believe, and you will be saved.
因为主啊，我们也为那些我们所爱的人祷告，就是他们也要去相信这样一个奇妙的真理，就是说在主耶稣基督，相信主耶稣基督，你就会得救。
And so we thank you for the good news, and we thank you for the bad news that makes the good news look even more wonderful.
所以我们向那些好的新闻献上感恩，也向那些坏新闻献上感恩，因为坏新闻让好新闻变得更好。
And we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. The Lord bless you all.
Thank you. Yeah.